You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, thewonewhocaresaboutyou.com. Quack, 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 quack.
ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. Believe it or not, before I start with the folks here in the studio,
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, what can I say? Glad you're all here. For those who are just turning in for the first time, want to know what kind of radio show you're listening to? We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. That's right. My name is Michael. I'm the host of the show. Let me introduce first my co-host, my lovely wife, Lynn Gold. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you sure you're here, Michael?
I'm here.
It's been a long day.
Yep, I'm here.
You're not in the rock and roll show anymore. You're with us.
I'd like
to welcome everybody to the December 17th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to be here. Glad you're here.
To my left, we have the very intelligent, very beautiful Dr. Lucille O'Neill. She's the ambassador to the Lighthouse.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Welcome back.
Glad to see you both.
And next to Dr. O'Neill, we have a young lady. You have to help me now.
Sophia Stanville.
What is her name?
Sophia.
Saintville.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
See, we're both messing up names tonight.
Dr. O'Neill, can you help Sophia get a little bit closer to the mic? Yeah. Thank you. There we go. Just there.
And her husband's across the way. Rob, are you here, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Wait. Here, Rob. There you go.
Are you here, Rob?
Sir, I'm here, sir.
Okay. And behind the scenes,
we'll share, Rob.
Behind the scenes, the captain of the ship, Chris Shaw.
Ho, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
I just thought of something. The captain of the ship with the potato chip.
Right.
It's just a little joke for today.
Be serious for a second. I got to tell you something. I got to tell the audience something. This is very important. Now, I should have known Sophia's name. I slapped myself in the head for that. But I have to tell you something else. I'm learning something about myself. Believe it or not, I've been blind now, I guess, about 9 years. But it's amazing that Gary Sinclair and I were just talking about it last week. Now, I have to tell you something. For those folks like myself who go blind later in life, I'm going to tell you a very fast story, so maybe you'll understand why sometimes I can't pronounce someone's name. Because when I went to school, we learned by sight the words. Mm-hmm. They didn't teach us of the pronunciation of the word. It was always, you looked on the bulletin board, and you saw a word, and they say, repeat the word. Mm-hmm. And that's how you learn the word. Dr. O'Neill, you know what I'm talking about?
I understand perfectly.
So what happens is, myself, when I went blind, now I can't visualize those words anymore because I can't see the word. So I'm not using it as an excuse, but I don't know Braille, and that's my fault. So for me, sometimes, like my friend David, his name is David Hillebrand. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Congratulations. Okay, good.
It took me a while for my wife to get into my head, who taught me how to spell the word and say the word, because I couldn't visualize
and that's
Hillebrand.
A high name. Yeah.
And the point that I'm saying is this way. For those of you who lose your sight later in life, and people older like myself, if you went to school like myself and you learn only by sight, which I did, that's part of my problem, that saying words. So for you folks that learn by pronunciation of the word, you're better off than myself, because I learned from just looking at the word. You understand what I'm saying, Dr. O'Neill?
I do, but you don't have to apologize. You know, I'm looking at the word and still pronounce it wrong, so I apologize for that. Don't feel bad.
Well, I do.
Michael, before we go to Dr. O'Neill and Sophia, I just want to do a couple of quick shout-outs. Good thing I wrote them down. I'd like to shout-out to Wesley Katz in West Palm Beach. I'm glad you've been following the show, and we welcome you to our listenership. And Courtney Schoen in Tallahassee, welcome. And also, I'd like to wish a belated happy birthday to our longtime loyal listener, Kelly James. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
All right. So what do you think?
And also, something else. In the second hour, we're going to be having a...
Right. That's the top of the second hour.
Yeah, the top of the second hour. I want you all to listen, because we're doing a remembrance and a tribute to my friend. This is his anniversary, who died a few years ago. Who I love, and it was he was our biggest. I'm not going to say fan, because he was part of the show. He was part of the show. We used to say, "Ain't no show without Joe."
That's right. Mm. It will be pre-recorded, because we took it. Chris and I took it from a pre-recorded show.
We took some of the shows that he was on.
We won't be talking. You'll be just listening,
and you can hear him. So I hope you'll stay tuned for Blind and Beyond when we do the second hour.
And then the
Dr. Neil, you're up.
Yep.
Okay, well, we can get into our conversation with Sophia. I'm so glad that you're able to take time out of your schedule and Rob to accompany you so that we can have some conversation and share with the listeners your experience with Lighthouse at Central Florida. Merry Christmas, first of all, to everybody listening.
That's right.
I'm glad to be here, and it's a special day for all of us. Mm-hmm. So, Sophia,
yes,
how are you today?
I'm doing good.
That's so good. I'm trying to make you feel a little
bit more comfortable. She asked me what to expect, and I said, we're very casual here.
And a little silly, too.
Yeah.
We get real
that's
silly.
That's good, though.
But I wanted to talk to you about your experience with Lighthouse Central Florida. And at first, I want to tell you how I got involved, only by chance, because they wanted my son to come. And I said, well, let me just sit in for him since he's busy running around. But this has been a great experience for me dealing with Lighthouse, and I learned so much about the programs that they have there and how they help the visually impaired and even the young people. I was excited about that, the children, how they go in and they're learning life skills and being able to just take care of themselves a little bit. It has been so wonderful, my experience. And I'd like you to share with the listeners your experience at Lighthouse and how you really got involved, first of all. And then just tell us a little bit about yourself, because we want to know you. This is my first time meeting you, but I'd like to hear more about you. Who are you, and where did you come from?
Okay. Well, my name is Sophia. I'm from South Carolina. I moved to Florida 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just got married last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I lost my sight in October 2015 from diabetic retinopathy.
Oh, my.
I was diagnosed with diabetes when I was 27.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And my vision started getting blurry. I was wearing contacts at the time. And I went back to the doctor for like 4 months straight because I thought it was my contacts was mm-hmm. the reason I couldn't see. But it was actually because my eye was bleeding. And then I woke up one morning with a hemorrhage in my eye.
Oh, my.
And that's when I was referred to a retina specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first surgery in my left eye, I couldn't see out of that eye anymore. We tried to save the right eye with laser surgery,
mm-hmm.
but that one detached also. So it was I was completely blind by January of 2016.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I believe mm-hmm. that diabetes has affected a lot of the African-Americans that are dealing with diabetes. I have some friends that have diabetes, and they tell me about the issues that they have with their eyes, and that must have been devastating for you as a young woman to lose your sight that way.
It was, because I knew what could happen with diabetes, but I just didn't think it could happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I lost my sight, I was, you know, they tell you at the Lighthouse, it's just like losing a family member or a limb or anything. You go through certain stages.
Yeah.
And before I went to the Lighthouse, I was stuck between depression and anger. That's where I was stuck at.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I got in touch with the Lighthouse is I have my son. We were looking online for support groups for blind people mm-hmm. because I wanted to talk to someone who was going through what I was going through. And what came up, one of the things was the Vision of the Blind. And from there, they connected me with the Lighthouse. And from the first time I went in there for my assessment,
mm-hmm.
I just knew that my life was going to change. I met Catherine, and she gave me my white cane. And like she's like she was giving me my independence back. Mm-hmm.
Catherine Bacek?
Yes.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. a doll. Yeah, she was on our show.
Yeah, when she gave me my white cane, it's like she gave me my independence back. And I've been holding on to it so tight ever since because mm-hmm. I want to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped me with that. And then when I met David for technology,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know he was blind when I went in there. And he was like, by the way, I'm totally blind. And I told him then, I said, I want to be like you. Because yeah. Everybody there, it was.
They're amazing.
It was.
Did you meet Judy?
I met Judy Matthews. Everybody yeah. there. I told my husband when I left, I said, did you see all of those blind people just living and being
mm-hmm.
happy? And that's what I wanted. And I wanted it so bad. And from the independent living skills. See, I stopped cooking when I lost my sight. But then when I went back to them and they were teaching us to make salad and to bake and everything again,
mm-hmm.
it's like they showed me that blind people can have a high quality of life also.
Oh, yeah. That's definite.
I can't even imagine what you were going through when you first lost your sight. And by listening to your story and just hearing how you were caught up between desperation, depression, mm-hmm. anger, and I'm sure you had many other feelings in between there because it seems like your world stopped until you got with Lighthouse of Central Florida. Thank now, you. I visited the facility, mm-hmm. and I was just amazed at just the place and then the staff members that I met, how inviting they were.
Yeah.
I mean, they made you feel so welcomed and so warm and just so encouraging. And I know that has been your experience because you're here today. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, you've been telling us how that experience has helped you to be in a better place. So I'm happy for you. I really am.
Yeah. Everyone that I came in contact with there has helped me. And they've become like a family. Even mm-hmm. now, when I started working at Lighthouse Works, almost everyone is told me how happy they are for me. And it just feels good to know that even after I graduated, they still care.
How long was the course you had to take before you were put in employment? How long did you have to go through that?
Well, I first started in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I submitted my resume for the job in October. And then I started November 13th.
And you had computer skills already?
Yes. Yeah. Before
so that
I lost
probably
my
depends.
Sight.
It mm-hmm. probably depends on how That's the skills good. That you
oh,
have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that it was like starting life all over again, in a different place. And you talked about quality of life. Mm-hmm. I believe in quality of life, not the quantity of years that you live, but it's the quality of everybody's life that's so important. And for you to take the initiative and reach out for help, had you not done that, you may not have known about Lighthouse mm-hmm. of Central Florida. And you would have missed that opportunity to, just better yourself. And one thing I learned that when we get into despair, that we should not ever give up. We should stay determined to live. We have life, we have breath in our body, and we should pick ourselves up. Even when we look around looking for encouragement from other people, it's not about all the other people. We have to begin to encourage ourselves. And I'm so glad that you did that. Mm-hmm. And you said you have a son?
Yeah, I have two sons. I have an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. And I also have two daughters. They're twins. They're 14.
Now you look 18.
Yeah, she's so young. She looks so young. Yeah.
Rob look about 18, too. But you all are a nice couple. And I'm so glad you came here tonight so that Orlando can hear about your story. You know, this time of the year, it's a lot of people that are in a state of depression. But just hearing what you've gone through and how you were able to come up out of that, it should encourage a whole lot of the listeners. So I want to thank you again for coming and just sharing your story. What else do you want to tell us about yourself?
I have to wait. We're going to break.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
I have to wait.
I don't hear the... Oh, there it goes.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. You still there? You on your couch, you still there? I hope you're listening. We're still here with Dr. O'Neill. We're still here with Sophia. We're still here with her husband, Rob. And, of course, we're still here with my co-host, my lovely wife, Lynn Golder. We're back to you, Dr. O'Neill. Take it away.
Okay, thank you, Michael. While we were in the break, we were talking to Sophia about her duties now at the call center, Lighthouse, Central Florida. So, Sophia, can you share with the listeners a little bit about your duties?
Yes, I work in a contract called DEO. It's taking claims for unemployment benefits for residents of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm completely blind, I use a program called JAWS that reads the screen for me.
It reads the screen and then talks to you and tell you what the screen says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm still learning that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I do want to thank the manager at the call center, Ramsey. He believed in me from my interview,
mm-hmm.
and said that he was going to invest in me, and that's what they're doing. They're training me.
That's wonderful.
I appreciate it.
I was able to visit that area too, and I just stood there with my mouth open because, you know, what I saw and what I experienced while I was there was really remarkable to me. I want to thank your husband for being here with you tonight, and we want to just talk to him a little bit about how he felt when he realized that Sophia was going blind, and we wanted him to talk about how he stayed, why he stayed.
I take my hat off to him. I really do. Let me tell you why, folks. I didn't know when we went on the break. I asked Sophia, how long you been married? And she said, what'd you say, a year?
Yeah.
A year. Mm-hmm. And I wait a minute. She's been blind 2 years. Wait a minute. That means Rob married you knowing you just went blind.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over, I got up, and I shook his hand because I know a lot of the folks in the blind community, their spouse do the opposite. They leave. They don't want to be married to somebody who's blind.
Well, see, that's what love does, okay?
That's right. Thank God for my beautiful wife who loves me. And I have to give my hat off to his... He must really love you, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
And the point that I'm saying is, it's folks like Lynn and Rob who love their spouses, who stay with us. I've got 30 years in. I call my wife Saint Lynn for putting up with me for my as way I am. I mean, you're a doll baby, so I understand why he puts up with you, because he loves you and he doesn't have to put up with your nonsense like me. So the point is, I take that off to Rob.
Rob, what you say about that?
I'm speechless. It's a lot. I mean, it's so much to cover. It's so much to say.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Sophia, that's my heart. You know, it's my baby. It's my everything. You know.
Talk a little. Get closer to the mic, Rob.
She's my everything. She's a very special person to me, and she knows that. I tell this all the time. You know, she might not believe it, but it takes a lot. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with her losing her sight, I want her to know this. No matter what it is, I'm here. No matter what it is, I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah, he married you knowing that you're blind,
yeah.
Sophia.
And with the anger, I'm surprised he stayed. I was so mad.
Yes, very angry.
But you were mad at who?
Everybody.
What are you mad at everybody for? You were the one who's bad.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. You did it to yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
But...
What?
My mentality was, I don't know, this shouldn't have happened.
It shouldn't have happened, even though you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question?
We have a caller when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can listen to the caller right now, but I do have a question.
Who's on the line?
We'd like to welcome David from Winter Park, Florida.
David.
Hi, David.
Hello, my friends. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
David.
Well, good, doctor. It's good to hear you again. I was in the... The radio ring there with you maybe a couple months ago and played some guitar for you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and my wife, Brenda, so, but I had to call Sophia because I was, I met her when she first got there at Lighthouse. And it is awesome that they got married once her spouse knew about her being blind. But the fact is, she has got so much to offer that I couldn't see anyone not wanting to marry her. I mean, she's an awesome lady, and the fact that she was maybe a little bit worried and scared at the very beginning, she still was ready to jump right in to learn how to get around, use the cane and stuff. I mean, she had no desire to be, to have her husband do everything. She wanted to jump in as quickly as she could to learn how to do stuff. So,
and that's the right attitude to have.
She is the awesome one right there.
Now, Sophia, just so you'll know, David, I know David and his wife, Brenda, were friends, and his wife, opposite of you, his wife married him, and he was blind basically all his life. And his wife married him, knowing she was marrying someone blind. But that's not, I have to go by this. From what I know, more people got divorced when they lost their sight that I know. If I happen to know people that I know personally, more people that I know got divorced from being blind than got married on the opposite. Using those words. Sophia?
Sounds like you need to get out a little more.
Who, me? Who, me? You're talking about?
Yeah, man.
I would like to get out more. My wife doesn't want to travel. What can I tell you? I would get out more.
All right,
more.
This is not Meet the Golders tonight. This is Meet Sophia.
No, I do understand.
Dave, quit causing trouble.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All
just
right.
The right kind of trouble.
Yep. All
right. No, hiring Sophia is one of the smartest things Lighthouse ever did, to be honest with you.
Sounds like it.
Thank you.
They made a good move. So I won't keep you guys. Okay. I just wanted to give a
thanks
quick
for calling in, Dave.
To,
thank you,
to you guys. Take care.
Thanks for calling
thank
in,
you, David.
You bet.
Now, Sophia, your job—it's not a job for you anymore. Now it has become a ministry. I wanted to ask you about your faith. How was your faith?
When I lost my sight, I mean, as you can probably guess, I did lose my faith. I used to tell my mom, I told her that I was cursed. That's how I felt, because not only did I lose my sight, 2 years before that, I lost my father. 9 years before that, I lost my first husband. So I told her that I felt cursed, and she used to tell me, "You're not cursed. There's so much to be thankful for." And I had to, after going to the Lighthouse, my prayer became, if it's not meant for me to have my sight back, then just give me the strength to accept it. And when I did finally accept it, that's when I got peace and I can be happy. And I finally, I actually just got baptized last month.
Oh, all right.
So it's better, and I had to accept it, and I had to take responsibility. And like you said, it was my fault that I went blind. So I was wrong at all of the wrong people. Like I said, Rob had to put up with a lot because I was so angry.
Well, I want to say this to you. You don't have to keep harping on it being your fault, because you got a bright future. Thinking about where you are and what you've gone through already, every step that you take is a tremendous blessing for you. So you don't have to use that past as a foundation to continue to go forward in what you're doing. You're in a shining star for a whole lot of people that are in your situation. And they look at you like, if Sophia can do it, I know that I could do it too. So I want to encourage you to keep going and doing what you're doing. Stay connected to Lighthouse Central Florida, because you're setting a prime example for so many, and then the listeners out there. Maybe somebody out there that does not know about Lighthouse for Central Florida, but you can invite them in. And at the call center, sometimes you don't know who you're talking to in what state.
Yeah.
But you got a ministry now, girl.
You know, I have to interject this. You know, right now I'm listening to you, and you said before you said you were cursed. Well, let's go to the positive side for a minute. You got two things that I hear going for you right now. You got a fantastic husband, Rob, who, let's just say, came into your life and marriage, you knowing that you're blind, that's a big plus for you. Hey, indeed, this guy really loves me because he's marrying me because I'm blind and he loves me. And the second thing is, you got the lighthouse going for you because they took you in. Mm-hmm. They're working with you. And now you can have a life between Rob and your job. And to me, what you do at Lighthouse, to me, should be more than a job. It's your life.
We're going to break now.
You're going to break?
Can I say something before we go to break?
Yes.
As well, Sophia, listen, you're going through this so you can be a testimony for somebody else that's probably going to be in a worse off position than you, a worse situation, and you're going to help them out, the both of you guys, because it's not a battle by
yourself.
You'll
be an inspiration
y'all are inspiration to everybody else.
That's right.
I ain't going to preach no more. I'm done preaching.
Look, let's preach.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. Go back also to trivia.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483. We are back. Yes, we are. And hope all those folks that have problems are now listening again. To the show, I understand.
Is it working again?
Well, hopefully it's coming back soon. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm questioning if we should go to trivia now.
I don't know. I guess you can do it, and if nobody calls, then you can throw it out again when it's working again.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll go to trivia. Okay. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who is singing that song? Let me put it this way. If you don't know it, I want you to slap yourself in the head. Because everybody, every time, Dick, Harry, Lucille even knows it. Sophia, you know it? Who's singing?
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah?
I got it.
Yeah. Who is it?
Ricky Nelson.
Right. Ricky Nelson. Right. Fats Domino. Who's singing this song? They were fantastic. At the Apollo Theater. I saw them in person. They were great.
And how old were you, Michael?
At the time?
22.
Yeah. No, I was 15 years old.
15.
I got introduced to that song at a basketball game.
Yeah?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody's listening.
Can I talk to Sophia some more?
Absolutely.
I want to first applaud them for their courage, and I believe that family is your greatest support system.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. And
here, I'll let you.
The fact that you're not alone should give you a lot more courage. And you say you ride the bus?
Yes.
Do you look for people to help you on the bus? I guess you probably know the route. Tell us how that works.
I wanted that freedom, independence. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the door to door with Access Links.
Mm-hmm.
So they when they get to your house, they knock on the door, and you can either do a human guide to the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But since I've been doing it for a little while now, I just want them to walk near me so I can do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But That's pretty much it. But with Access Links, I schedule my trips to make sure I get to work on time because I don't want that to be an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I always schedule to get there at least a half an hour early, but I usually get there way ahead of time. But that's about it.
Do they take you to the door of the lighthouse?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
When you walk, do you use your cane?
Yes.
You know about memory?
Yeah, it takes me, I had to do it, it takes me a while to learn it by memory, to get that mental map, but yeah, I do it by memory.
When you walk around the house, you don't use your cane, right?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm fine in my house as long as my wife doesn't move furniture around or doesn't move things around because I go by memory.
Mm-hmm.
So she messes me up when she starts moving things in the refrigerator around. Right, honey, baby?
Right.
So as long as...
I call it the real estate, and I tell them sometimes it's going to change depending on what you buy from the store. You got to move things around a little bit to get it to fit.
Talk on the phone.
I am talking.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's why it's all memory. Mm-hmm. Because if you remember where it was, my buddy Gary told me about that. All about memory.
He called it trailing.
Yeah, he calls it trailing. You know about the word trailing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know about it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know who taught her how to use a cane?
Nope.
Our friend Catherine. Benchick.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
That moved to Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a very nice woman.
This sounds like it could be challenging at first.
Yeah.
I guess like anything else, you mm-hmm. know, there's a little fear in there, but you're in a better place now.
Do you have a point on the end of your cane or a ball?
A ball.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a point.
No, like I said, the cane gave me so much freedom because I had no balance. After mm-hmm. I lost my sight, I had no balance, and... I was doing what Catherine called the zombie walk. You put your hands out in front of you, mm-hmm. reaching for walls
trying
and
to
stuff.
Feel right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so now the cane is saving my face.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I call it my navigator.
My almost broke his nose without mm-hmm. the cane before.
Yeah, I call it my navigator. Yep.
So let me ask this: as a couple, mm-hmm. For you being sighted, what's the most difficult aspect that you have to that you face on a daily? If you don't mind, from the both of you, because I know there are some challenges, and when something like this just occurred and it just happened, you have to make a quick adjustment. So what would you say was the most difficult adjustment that both of you all had to make in this new lifestyle and this new life change?
It's adapting to it. It took me a little while in accepting it too at the same time. But when I did it, when I adapt to it, it's like it was nothing to me. It was just something that came like natural. And I always got an eye on her and everything that she does, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rob yeah. likes to baby me. That's his. I had to tell him I can do this. He would rather just hold my hand the whole time.
Oh, so. That's sweet.
That's a good.
I don't want to see her fall. I don't want to see her get hurt and whatsoever.
I understand where you're coming from because you know most ladies in America today, yeah. they don't mind being babied. Yeah. But I understand because she want to feel that independent. Like, hey, mm-hmm. even though I'm in this state. Nothing's gonna stop me now. I'm still gonna move over and press on.
Sophia, that's a good I wish my wife babied me. I wish my wife babied me. I would like her hand all the time.
Wait a minute, for those of
and
you,
hugs and kisses.
For those of you in Radio Land, listen. Let me show you, Mike. Say that one more time.
What's that?
I wish my wife would what?
Hold me and.
All right. Now, in the midst of you saying that, she looked over this way, and her head was turned to a 47-degree angle, and her eyes rolled up like, Mike, please.
47 degrees. That's my wife. That's my wife. My wife would say, do it yourself.
Right.
Sheila does it.
I'm eating my candy cane, so I can't see. Properly.
She would say to me, Gary can do it.
If Gary,
Sheila
why you
can do it. Now she'll tell me Sophia can do it. Right. Every I know, this one can do it. Well, my answer to those folks is, I want her to hold my hand. I don't mind being a baby to my wife. How's that? Is that being independent? Nope. I don't care about being independent. I want my hugs and kisses.
Enough.
Okay, I just got hit. That's it. Go on, Sophia.
Sound like you trying to be spoiled.
Right, right. Right.
Don't look at me like that.
You I'm choking on my candy cane.
Hey, I take all my sympathy I can get. Let me tell you something, folks.
Nobody's crying.
You funny. I bet y'all have fun at home, though.
With me?
Yes, yes. And I bet y'all have fun, too.
Even my dog won't cut me a break.
Got the right attitudes, though. You know, and that's very important in what you're going through. You got to have the right attitude. Or you still be sitting there in that state of depression. You don't want to do that. So that's, I'm happy for both of you all.
Well, thank you.
You do this.
Let me tell you, Sophia, if you can't laugh at yourself, I laugh at me all the time. And some of my friends, when I get together, my friend Gary, he's totally blind. And I always say, can't you see it? And I know he can't see it, but I'll say to him, can't you see it? And I always make fun, but I love him. And I always make fun. And he knows I'm only kidding around. But the point I'm saying is, you have to be able to joke. You're able to laugh at yourself because, look, life, what is an old thing? You're going through, life is short, and you have to enjoy it while you're here. And mm-hmm. it's more to life than just your eye set.
Yeah.
And everybody's going through something.
Yeah, there used to be a television show called, 8 Million, what's the name of the show? It was on television. It was a detective show, something about,
The Million Dollar Baby?
No, it was in New York. It was the story of 8 million, something about 8 million stories. The Naked City or something like that, with 8 million stories. Mm. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got it. You're not the only one. Everybody's got a story. So the question is how you live your life. That's it. So it sounds like to me that you're blessed.
Absolutely.
You said, something else, the opposite. My answer to you is you're blessed because you've got a lot of things going for you. So I think you have to reconsider what you're, when you start thinking positive, mm-hmm. then you have to understand that new world you're in.
Yeah, and there's things now, I guess they've been out, but I'm just finding out about them, that make life more enjoyable. Me and my husband can go to the movies now with the descriptive listening headphones, mm-hmm. and he can watch the movie without having to tell me what's going on, because I have that to describe the movie to me.
So you're lucky. You can go to movies. I can't mm-hmm. go to movies.
Why?
Because my wife doesn't want to go to movies. Okay. My wife says we might get shot. We might get killed in the movie house.
Oh, no.
My wife's... I'm serious. We had a party, and the first thing, we had a party, a big party. Now, this is the truth. People have went there know it. I'm telling the truth. When we had this party, the first thing she made me do is call the police department to get a policeman to be in the party with us.
Really?
Yeah, she was afraid that somebody might come with a gun. Mm. So the only way she's having a party is a policeman sat in our I'm serious.
Well, you didn't really have to worry about it because I was there. You know, I used to be a bouncer back in the day.
Well, you saw the policeman, right, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So listen, it's that time for us to take a break real quick. Yeah. We're going to take our break.
Okay.
We're going to come right back.
So nobody called up with that song, huh?
No.
Not yet.
No.
I don't know if anybody's listening.
No.
407-894-1680. See you on the other side of the break.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. I think we have a caller on the line.
We do. We have Kevin.
Kevin
from Pittsburgh.
Kevin from Pittsburgh, are you there?
Yes, Michael. Evening, Michael and Lynn.
I'm here.
I recognize the voice.
That's Dennis.
Aren't you Dennis from Pennsylvania?
No, it's Kevin from Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Oh, Kevin.
It sounds like Dennis.
Oh, no.
Well, hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
I haven't called in for a few months, so.
Yeah. How are you listening to us right now? Can you hear the show?
Nope. Streams down everywhere.
Oh, so how'd you know we were on?
What?
How did you know we were on? Huh?
You're on Sunday night.
Oh, so he took a chance.
Wait, took a chance.
Question, when you said the streams down everywhere, you mean in the whole East Coast?
Well, through iTunes app, through the telephone number, and through the website for WOKB, it's not on at all.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
They said somewhere in the area, everything's down. Even the restaurants are down. The computers and their cashiers,
well, thank you for calling in and taking a chance that we would be here. And here we are. And by the way, Kevin, we'll be here on Christmas Eve also. So we'll tune in, okay? Yep, we'll keep you company.
So how are you doing in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Still not working, but working on it.
Okay. No, keep on listening.
Oh, wait. Kevin, you were in Lancaster before.
Correct.
Okay, I got it.
Yes.
I got my head on straight now. Okay. He sounds like Dennis, though.
Well, thanks for listening. We'll be here Christmas Eve.
Wait, Kevin, the podcast will be up late tonight, okay? So you can catch the whole show on the internet. You go to the blindandbeyondradioshow.org and just click on the archive podcast for tonight's show, okay?
Oh, yeah. I know. And I also know that if the stream's down, you're still transmitting locally.
That's right. Well, you can catch the show later.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. Oh, that's funny. That's cute, though. He knew we were to be here.
That's good.
Yeah.
We have
very loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We do. All right.
So I want to ask Sophia and Rob, what are they planning on doing for Christmas holidays? Anything special? Any traditions you want to share with us?
Well, Miss McCall's in town, so we're going to have to spoil her, right?
Yeah.
What was that? I didn't hear you. What?
Miss McCall, my mother-in-law.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Your mother-in-law what?
My mother-in-law. That's my wife's mother.
Yeah?
She's in town. She just came in last night.
Oh, you know the story about mother-in-laws, don't you?
There's a story?
Fill me in.
Mother-in-law, mother-in-law.
I never heard that song. You never heard that song?
That's all the song, Mike? I wanna know this song.
No, I think it really is.
There is a song called Mother-in-law by Ernie K. Doe.
He's right.
Hold on. Look it up. Let me make
Mother-in-law by Ernie K. Doe. It's there. We play it on my rock and roll show.
Something is tickling my throat.
Drink some water. This is your water, Dr. O'Neill.
Maybe it's the song.
Here's your water.
Oh, thank you.
Here. I got something even better.
What? Oh, the sugar-free cough drops.
It's covered up. I didn't use it yet. Here.
Oh, thank you.
It's sugar-free.
He's looking for the song.
So let me ask this. Who cooks?
He's a cook. He's at a restaurant.
Wait. Sophia, you cook?
No, she cooks.
Yeah, I'm back cooking.
She's back to cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wait a minute. I thought he's a cook. He's a chef at a restaurant.
I cook better.
Someone got jokes.
What do you make at Cheesecake Factory?
I just do the flat top.
You do what?
Flat top.
What's that?
The grill.
Oh, the grill. Okay.
Yeah,
I love Cheesecake.
Yeah, he's on the grill line.
He's on the line.
Does like the steakums and the French fries or stuff.
No French fries. No French fries.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
So what can you cook, Sophia?
Everything.
Give me one thing that Rob likes that you make.
He likes my macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken. I do chicken breast now, but he likes that too.
Oh, I like the big chicken breast.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What else you like, Rob?
You should know.
He'll eat anything.
Your mother-in-law going to have good weather.
Oh, yeah. She's going to feed me.
Hey, I'm going to give a plug right now. Free plug. They don't advertise, but I'm going to give a free plug. You know who's got something good right now?
Who's that?
That wife and I love. Believe it or not, Kentucky Fried Chicken has a grilled, not fried, grilled chicken breast, and they put the sauce on it. It's called, we asked for the Nashville sauce. It is outrageous. Grilled chicken breast with this Nashville sauce, right, honey? And it is great. I'm not supposed to have fry because of diabetes, so I have the grill, and it is delicious. Grilled chicken breast.
We're gonna try it.
Free plug.
Well, good.
What, Lynn?
So are you guys going to stay the second hour, or are you leaving at the first, during the first hour, after the first hour? The reason I'm asking is we're going to the top of the hour, so.
I'm going to leave.
All right, so then we'll say our goodbyes then.
Oh, my son is coming. So.
Okay. All right, so we'll say goodbye.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the second hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.